Well, you know, getting back also to an acceptable level of neutropenia, Dan was talking about how patients are willing to undergo chemotherapy for a 1% improvement in survival. How about if we ask the patients, you know, what's an acceptable level?
I think if
level?
You asked a patient if they'd take a growth factor for a 4% decrease in their chance of febrile neutropenia, they'd all say yes. Whether that is something we can afford, whether that is something that's cost-effective is a totally different question.
So I'm not sure about that if you factor in the pain that's associated with that growth factor at times.
Well, it depends on the regimen. I mean, that would be an interesting study to do. Yeah. But remember, then there are other trade-offs because you see a lot less mucositis and you see a lot less coming to the clinic and then being told that you don't get your treatment that day. It would be an interesting study to really look at critically.